Chapter 12, The Pillar of Cloud and the Pillar of Fire. Last month, we were telling you about that dreadful night in Egypt when the destroying angel was sent to slay all the firstborn of man and beast. But the children of Israel were to sprinkle the blood of the Passover lamb upon their doors, and so they escaped. Now we must follow them as Pharaoh sends them away in a great haste out of the land of Egypt. At last they are free, about 600,000 men on foot, besides their children and cattle, and a mixed multitude of other people. What a great procession it must have been! How are they to know which way to go? Well, we shall see, and here is another great miracle to bring before you. But first, we ought not to forget that when the children of Israel came out, they did not go empty. The Egyptians were so anxious for them to go that they heaped upon them jewels of gold and jewels of silver, and also their clothes. Now this was really a wonderful miracle, which we must not pass over. You know how much people value their jewels and will not easily part with them. So it was a miracle that the Egyptians should be made to give the Israelites as many of their jewels as they wanted. They had worked as slaves to Pharaoh those hundreds of years and do not seem to have been paid for their labors. But now God made the Egyptians pay them in this way by giving them jewels. We shall see too later on that the gold and silver and precious stones were to be used for the things which Moses was told to make for use in the worship of the Lord God of Israel. But now, how are the people to know which way to take? They might, if they had known it, have taken the shortest and easiest way through the land of the Philistines into Canaan. But that was not God's way. Often the way that is easiest to us and the way that we should like to go is not God's way. How important then it is for us, in all our movements, to seek to know which way the Lord would have us to take. For we cannot expect to prosper or to have His presence with us if we do not seek to know and walk in the right way. Here then is a great miracle, which was to guide the people in all their wanderings both by day and by night. For sometimes God would have them travel by night as well as by day, and we must not be surprised if sometimes our way seems dark, so that we need to ask the Lord to give some light upon it. The Lord then guided His people by going before them in a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. In all their journeys, this was to be their guide, as they saw the cloud in the daytime and the fire at night to give them light in the darkness. So when the time came for them to move onwards, the pillar of cloud began to move. Or if it was in the night, the pillar of fire went in front of them to show them the way. When the cloud or the fire stayed in one place, there they stayed and pitched their tents until the pillar began to move forwards again. Was not this a great miracle and a wonderful way to guide all this people? It showed them, too, that the presence of God was with them. But there is one more remarkable thing about the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire. You know that when Pharaoh found the people had fled, he took his chariots and army and pursued after them. And he caught up to them just as they had got to the Red Sea and could not go any further. We know that God divided the sea for them to go over, but the Israelites did not know that God would do this, and how frightened they were. But the Lord moved the pillar of cloud behind them instead of going before them. And the wonderful thing was that the pillar was a cloud and darkness to the Egyptians, but it gave light by means of the fire to Israel. So the Egyptians could not find the Israelites all that night. How wonderful are the ways of God towards his people and towards their enemies. You will know where to read about these miracles. They are in the book of Exodus, chapters 13 and 14. But you can also find about the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire in the book of Numbers, chapter 9.